Eric, we had our back against the wall. The Cardiac Kids as the team name, you know, it's what we do, baby. It's what we do. Back against the wall, we answered the bell. We got two wins, against one against the median, one in our matchup, putting us at 6-6, the number 8 seed. So we're in the mix. We're in the mix. We also had, I think, arguably the most important thing for our team at the moment is not even necessarily Rashee Rice being back this week, while that is huge. Joe Flacco, hopefully, while also on our team, making Chase Brown and T. Higgins not suck again. So,
yeah,
it's for sure. It's you know, make America's game team great again. You know, that's what we're trying to do, buddy.
We just said, let's just stay 6-6. If we can stay 6-6,
yep,
and Rashee comes back, we'll be fine. We're 6-6. Rashee's back. Our team is honestly relatively healthy.
Yeah.
I mean, other than Lamar, but Lamar should be back next week.
Yep.
We should be good from here on out. Knock on wood. As long as we don't get, you know, any more big injuries.
Yeah, I mean,
we should be good. So yeah, I'm liking it.
Absolutely, I'm with you. On paper, we're in after winning those two games last week, we're in a decent place on paper. Speaking of on paper, let's go ahead and get to it, Eric. I'm trying to think exactly how I guess I need to go to the league, but let's go ahead and get to. There was a trade that went down in the league.
Yep.
I'm trying to figure out. Should be here. We go. So, gimme locks. And Zach Willard make a pretty decent sized trade, honestly. Gimme Locks is trying to lock up the 101, right? And he gets Alec Pierce, a 26 first and second from Zach Willard. Our boy Zach Willard is he's pushing in his 26 chips. He's getting back Breece Hall and TJ Hockenson. I think, frankly, Hock was a guy I was really high on going into this year. He's been kind of incredibly disappointing.
I think I think it's a lot to do with the Vikings quarterback situation.
It has
been pretty shitty.
It is. I don't think he's like, it's not like he's been playing exceptionally well, but a lot of that, to your point, is
like, if they had Darnold in there, I think he'd be killing it.
I think, and that's kind of what's frustrating, is you never know, but I think, to your point, it definitely could be the case. With Breece Hall, though, I think that's obviously the bigger piece here. With the Braylon Allen injury, The offense is just kind of fucking putrid, frankly, but the guy is getting a lot of work, and I think he's the big piece of the deal. What'd you think of the deal as a whole?
I think it's fair on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, Gimme Locks is getting the draft picks. You know, they're probably going to be later picks, but, you know, you still get them. Pierce is, you know, whatever. He's a flex play. You throw him in there once in a while.
Yeah, he's a desperation play.
I think Breece for a first, it's probably fair, but I don't love it. Like, as far as getting Breece, like,
yeah,
I just think he's like, I've always liked the talent, but I don't know if he's got like just some mental issues, or he just hates New York, or whatever he's got going on there. Like, he's just like really weird with that. And Hockenson, I really, really like. He's still young. It's just that offense needs to get going. So I think it's a fair trade for both sides.
I agree. I think I definitely get your sentiment. I'm with you on the sentiment of Breece Hall. Like, talent wise, I love him. It's hard to believe, honestly. When you think about his finish of the season in 2023 coming off of the injury, how great he was down the stretch, winning people leagues, right? And you're like, this guy could be arguably the best running back in football. And
yeah,
the last year, Braylon Allen's emergence early, and, you know, it's honestly weird, because it's felt like, imagining that type of a talent, people are kind of clamoring. He has not played well, I think, like, as a whole in 2024, 2025. There's been moments still. But people have always been, like, surprisingly quick to want to pull the plug on Breece Hall and go to Braylon Allen. That's been there. And then, to your point, I think, you know, it could be kind of the person himself, but I think it's also just this team has been putrid, man. This team has been awful. And it's one of those things that, like, I ended up in my last 2 years in college playing for a losing, you know, program and culture in college basketball. It's not the same as the NFL, but the same principles really apply, where it's hard to underestimate or underappreciate how much losing can totally affect everyone on a team that's just always losing. And you just,
right.
It's not for the faint of heart to get through that. So one thing is with the running back position, though, it's like, I know he'll get a contract somewhere else. It's just, you don't know if he'll be the true bell cow and what the pay will be like. I think he's talented enough to do that. But I do think the other part of the deal there is, I think the first for Breece is fair. I think it might feel heavy, but I also think a second straight up for Hawk, while he's not playing that well, feels like a dynasty win, right? So I think the deal makes sense as a whole. I think it's, directionally wise too, right? Zach Willard's very much in the mix here. As you see, 7-5 on a 3-game win streak. And, listen, go ahead, stack up for his team. If you just look at it from that standpoint, Breece, the one thing I talk about being intentional, right, with trades, this is where I definitely can sign off on it. Boom, signed, sealed, and delivered. Like, you didn't have anything at the running back position, frankly. Tony Pollard just wasn't cutting it, right? I mean,
yeah.
Charbonnet, Chubb, Montgomery. Like, you're getting by. You're scraping by at the running back position. So,
yeah, you got a better shot with Breece.
Exactly. So go ahead and get your running back one. It's not, I think relative to the running backs that were probably available, it was probably the best one out there. So I'm very much in favor of the move for Willard. And I think if you're gimme locks, dude, you're trying to lock up the 1-on-1. What the fuck do I want Breece and TJ Hawkinson for anyway? So
right. Yeah.
I think it makes sense for both teams. And now back to our team, buddy. Back to our squad. I mean, listen, I actually had
I don't
Joe
think there's
Flacco.
Too many questions this week for us. I think it's pretty straightforward.
With you. I had Flacco in a lineup, which felt great, but I don't think I think knowing what we knew, we still had the correct lineup in, but Flacco would have been a great piece to play. The one great part, though, is we always pretty much play Chase Brown and T. Higgins, and they had great games. Let me ask you, what is your take on the T. Higgins slide? I'm of the mindset that he made the correct football play, and, well, I'd love to have the points. It's what he should do, but you know how Twitter and everyone can get real upset that he didn't go run that in.
Did the team get the W?
Fuck yeah, they did, buddy.
then that's all that matters to them.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, in fantasy, like, how many times have we seen, guy go down at the 1-yard line, could have scored you another touchdown? It happens all the time. It's a part of football.
Mm-hmm.
For the Bengals, they got the W. That's all that matters to them. So.
Yeah, and in a game of that magnitude, listen, the Steelers are 4-1, right, in the division. And
yeah, they needed to win that
You
game.
Needed that win, like... The idea of possibly giving the ball back to Rodgers, which seemingly was making heroics happen all game, damn near put that fucking Hail Mary as perfect as it could have went too at the end of the game. So,
right.
But I think big news is this, man. Chase Brown, while T. Higgins was big news too, I don't want to downplay that. Look at Chase Brown's log here, okay? Like, he has not hit 50 yards on the ground.
Yeah. Finally got a 108.
Boy went over 100, so... I think, I don't want to act like everything's all of a sudden fixed in Cincy, but I do think the upside is at least somewhat back to a degree where it felt like, frankly, for both of these players, upside was just hella capped all year, man. Honestly,
Right.
So big wins there for, the Bengals offense. We have in our lineup though, let's go through that. We got Stafford. I think we're pretty much in lockstep on the correct lineup, but did you have something you wanted to say?
No, I mean, we can just go through it, but, like, yeah, Jacobs and Chase Brown in there. We got to watch Jacobs. He's
I was about to say, Jacobs.
A game decision.
Jacobs, can I tell you what scared me is they called up somebody. I saw this. They called up somebody from the practice squad, which made me feel like there's he's not out, but there's serious consideration that he might miss, right? So, the other problem with that, I believe, is they have a 4 o'clock window, right? Yeah, 4:25.
Yeah, but we have a ton of Monday night guys. So if that happens, we just throw Ken Walker in the running back spot and we move up probably like Tez Johnson into the roster, who is another Monday night guy. So I'm not worried about it.
I'm with you. And by the way, that was going to be the one point I was going to make, though, right? Is I think it's probably fair at this point to go ahead and slide Bam Knight into Josh Jacobs' spot just for the sake of possibility.
Well, that was my one spot in our lineup.
Okay. Let's talk about it. Okay, let's talk about it.
Do we want to play Bam Knight or do we want to play Tez Johnson?
It's a good question. I'm kind of
kind of leaning Tez.
Are you? Okay. I was going to say Bam just because it's probably touchdown upside, right? Or touchdown dependent, realistically. Mm-hmm. But I mean, listen, 13 touches, it's not what you want to see per se if you had a starting running back, but I think he's a little bit grosser, but more safe. I think Tez Johnson to me still, man, like if I'm looking at him,
we're a 90 to 10 favorite. So I don't
That's
think
true.
Any decision here we make that, well, really to, doesn't matter.
We should have probably started with that, right? We're playing gimme locks this week. So I think
it's a process, big decision always. Because I don't know if he put in his, oh yeah, he did put in some guys. Okay. So, I mean,
yeah,
this is like an easy dub this week for us.
I think, and what I will say is this, right? With that being said, right? So one thing I'd like to do here is just kind of see where we're at with points. When I'm looking at it, we're kind of on the outside looking in, but we're keeping pace, right? I think probably there we play
Tez. That makes me want to play Tez.
I'm with you. Yeah, I'm saying we go Tez. So we'll put Tez in. Tez in for
Bam.
Bam Knight, and we'll make that happen there. Oops. I think you actually did it, and then I did
it. Yeah, I did it. Yeah,
I flipped it. My bad. So, yeah, we got Tez in there now. So then at this point, what we would do is slide Ken Walker into the running back spot and pull someone off of our bench, which would probably be who at this point? Bam Knight, right?
Yeah, but I would just say we'll wait until the
The 4 o'clock. We're not going to do anything now. What I'm saying is, if he ends up missing, right? Just for the
we just swap Josh Bam.
Yeah. Yep, with yep. you. Okay. Yep,
so
I'm with you.
Locked in there.
Yep, so it sounds good. And our lineup for those on podcast only listening, we're going to have Stafford at quarterback. Right now, leaving Jacobs in there. If he plays, obviously, we're setting forget it. If he's out, we will put Bam Knight in that spot. So we have Chase Brown in at the running back two, already played. We have Rashid Shaheed and T. Higgins. And A.J. Brown is our three receivers. We got Chig in at tight end, which I think we're both of the mindset of leaving in there. But at this point, our only conversation was John, who's already played, so it's a moot point. we have Rashi Rice, Tez Johnson, Matthew Golden, Kenneth Walker, and Dak Prescott. And listen, I think just for the aesthetics, maybe we put Rashi in for Rashid Shaheed. But having Rashi back this week too, it just makes the lineup feel not as detrimental in a couple flex spots. Like, we still have some, I think, less than desirable flex options in, but it's not like where we're starting. The reason we lost a couple weeks ago, dude, we had three flex players that basically all fucking were under 5 points. I mean, we're talking just duds.
They didn't combine for 10.
Yeah, exactly. It was brutal. So, while like, you know, right now, if you tell me our worst flexes are Matthew Golden and Tez Johnson, that feels a lot better than it did last week. So, it's good to have the lineup back, but to your point, this is like maybe one of the weeks where we didn't necessarily need it, you know?
Yeah.
We're going up against, Give Me Locks, Eric. This is, you know, after him trading away Breece too, and, TJ Hockenson playing him this week, if you lost to Gimme Locks now, you just have to fucking just look yourself in the mirror and say it's fucking we're cooked, right? Like,
yeah. Well, he's got that Daniel Jones Alec Pierce stack now. So
yeah, the Alec Pierce stack is might fuck around and win him some games. But for the record, we're looking at Stafford versus T. Law, Jacobs versus Jaden Blue. We've got Tyrone Tracy versus Chase Brown. You just look at that, right? Jaden Blue and Tyrone Tracy in there is kind of the signal of hey, we're punting. P.J. Washington, BTJ, Hunter Renfro is receivers. You got Cole Kmet, Zay, Zay Jones. You got to love this, right? I mean, keep Zay Jones afloat, baby, right?
He had a game last week.
He did, which is him and Brissett while fucking Marv gets hurt. God. Ladd McConkey, Marvin Mims, Antoine Pierce, and Danny Dimes. So that is our matchup for the week. Feeling good about it, but, you know, want to make sure we lock it in. CM Frank, number one in the league at 9-3 here versus Fresh Scrub, who's number 10 at 6. Think about that. Number 10 at 6-6 is crazy. Like, we're tied.
Yeah, we have a good competitive league.
We do. So for this matchup here, we're CM Franks. It's Hurts, Carter, Mason. This is for Fresh Scrubs team. Tet McMillan, Chris Olave, A.O. Maynard. We've got Darren Waller, Ertz, Ingram, A.J. Barner, Gadsden. Let's come at you with five fucking tight ends, my boy. Call it the wave.
Five-way fuck fest.
Dude, that is a wild, awesome sight. And Caleb Williams to finalize the super flex. On the flip side, we got Spencer Rattler, Mike Evans, looking like he's going to play, although it's a Monday night game. We got Quentin Johnson, DeAndre Swift, Kate Otten, Travis Kelce, Debo Samuel, Justin Jefferson, Drake London, Jalen Warren, Christian McCaffrey, Justin Fields. And listen, with Evans coming back too, you read through that roster, dude. This is definitely a, you know, team that's in deserved of first place at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely.
Whoops. I just tried to go forward to week eight, although that's what it feels like in our matchup. We don't want to do that just yet. Hill Bullies in Chill Will in the next spot. For Chill Will, we have and by the way, Chill Will, I haven't heard from you on the shorts, man. What's going on? Because I gotta be a man of my word and give them to somebody else if I don't hear from you, man. Jackson Dart, Ashton Jeanty. We got Juszczyk in the lineup. That's wild. Smitty, Kayshon Boutte. We got Jerry Jeudy, Tyler Warren, Cooper Kupp, Troy Franklin, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Michael Pittman, CJ Stroud. On the flip side, we have four hillbillies. We got Drake May, Mason Taylor, Theo Johnson, RJ Harvey, Kenneth Gainwell's already played. We got Ferguson, Trey Harris, LaJordan Humphrey, man. We got all kind. It's crazy how, as I'm reading this, you should know how many fucking injuries we're dealing with this year. It's brutal.
Yeah, it's brutal right now.
Jalen Waddle, Travion Henderson, Quinshon Judkins, and Mac Jones rounds out that matchup. And then we've got the super buff Cherry, shit-talking Metro, has himself a pretty nice matchup here versus Rippin, which projects to be about a 30-point game. So I'll for the sake of time, we'll leave that one off of the matchup reads here. We do have a highly contested debate here. 7-5 teams, Zach Willard versus Tim H. And listen, it couldn't have started better and worse for the teams here. Jamar Chase is in for Tim H, who went for 39, and we have DK only went for 8 for Willard. So we got a 23-point edge right now towards Tim H. His team is Goff, Algier, Scadabo, Chase, Romeo Dubs, Nico Collins, Trey McBride, Tucker Kraft, Kendre, Stephon Diggs, Josh Reynolds, and then Dylan Gabriel. On the flip side, we got Baker, CD, David Montgomery, Nick Chubb, Charbonnet, Hockenson, Worthy, Hollywood Brown, DK Metcalf, Pollard, Breece Hall, and Mahomes. So he's got those new guys in there, but still right now projected to
take it out. Yeah, gonna be a really tough, close matchup, I think.
Dude, I agree. I think the projections are favoring Tim a little bit strong, but at the same point, man, like, I think either one of these teams losing is going to feel – it's going to be tough because those are some pretty good lineups in there, frankly, right now. What do you got?
I was going to say, you want to at least try and get the one median point in that matchup. So,
oh, yeah.
You can't get the two, at least try and hopefully get the one.
That's a great point too, right? One of the nice things about playing against the median is in a matchup like that, hopefully you at least do enough to where if you do lose your matchup, you win versus the median. Great call.
Right.
Brad 304, this is our last matchup here versus Castle Black. Brad already got a nice 30 burger from fucking Aaron Rodgers. He's got Barkley, Gibbs, Adams, Jacoby Myers, Sutton, Darnell Washington. Also, dude, you talk about what a fucking game. You stack a touchdown to fucking Darnell Washington with Aaron Rodgers on a 30-point week. What a fucking start, huh? Yeah. Dude, you got Michael Mayer, Sam Laporta, Bijan Robinson, George Kittle, and Carson Wentz rounding out his team. Jordan Love, Rashard White. We've got Travis Etienne, Rico Dowdle, J.K. Dobbins, Dalton Schultz, J-Mo, Keenan Allen, DJ Moore. We've got Javonte Williams and Kyren Williams. We got the Williams backfield. We got the Williams receiver. And we've got Bo Nix rounding out this team. Listen, man, after the start for Brad, he's projected for 207. But fucking Castle Black, no slouch coming in here. 183 projection. You know?
Yeah, this is going to be another great matchup. So those last two matchups are probably matchup of the week in our league.
Dude,
sure.
I was going to say, this is like the Fox game of the week right there. You know, both of them. Fucking America's game. So, we're hoping to, you know, just listen. Gimme locks. Don't go do anything crazy on us this week. All right. Let us get what we need to earn. It would be really nice, Eric, to also get versus the median. I was going to say, if we get Rashi back, looking to form, and can come out of this week 8-6, man, it's I don't want to put the cart in front of the horse or, you know, start acting like it's it would be feeling really good to be in that point and feeling like you kind of weathered the storm early with him out, right, and with a lot of fucking dicey matchups, you know?
Yep.
So
yeah, as long as we get to 2, we'll be good.
Yep. So, by the way, to your point, I wanted to go over this real quickly here. Yep. This is an absolute gauntlet right now in this league. So, listen, Fresh Scrub, right, is at the 10 seed, which I told you he's at 6-6, okay? But he's at 918. So he's not like super far off the pace, but he's definitely the lowest scorer in the league. Just theoretically though, think about this for a second. The difference right now between the 4 and the 9 seed, you're looking at legitimately like 30, 40 points across this many weeks of the season.
Crazy.
Eric, this is a fucking, a very competitive, this is going to be a competitive finish to the end, man. And the one thing I will say for Willard is, like, I agree with the move he made. I think especially when you look at his roster, what he's filling. But it's like, dude, realistically, there's only a handful of points here between him, you know, making or missing the playoffs. I think it's the correct play. But, man, it would suck if you ended up missing the playoffs and you sent a non-playoff first for fucking Breeze. So,
right.
It's listen, you gotta push your chips in when it's ready. But right now you got CM Frank and Shit Talking Metro. They're over 1,100 points. The rest of the league is basically, you know, we're at 994. Chill Will's at 991. And everybody else is basically anywhere from 1,000 to 1,065 here. And outside of one there, you're looking at 1024, 1018, 1031, 1,000, 994, 991. I mean, listen, this is a lot of times what happens when you come right out of a startup, but this is a lot of parity in the league so far.
Yeah, I agree. It should be really close coming down here to, you know, see what the final 7 is here. We're literally, we're halfway through the fantasy regular season right now.
Eric,
you know, week 7's halfway through
the regular season. It honestly is just crazy how fast it goes, bro.
It is.
You feel like you're waiting for the season all year, and then fucking it just seems like it zooms right by, you know?
Yeah, it's crazy. But
yep.
Having fun.
Absolutely. Well, we're having a lot more fun now than we were a couple weeks ago. But, I will say, Eric, the one thing to keep in mind is a kind of – segue into the next show. I don't know specifically for us, but we get our first Bi-Mageddon next week with I think it's a total of 6 teams on bye, maybe. But
yeah, it is 6.
So we are we do have AJ Brown. We have AJ Brown and Tez Johnson, so we're actually in a pretty good spot for this team.
We get Lamar back, hopefully.
And we hopefully get Lamar back. So we might be okay on this roster, but for a lot of people out there, you know, there's a couple Bi-Mageddons coming up, and next week is going to be the first of a few of those.
I'll put it out there. If any of the guys in this league, we got quarterbacks.
Listen.
We got Lamar. We got Dak. We got Stafford. We got Flacco. We got one available if you want to make a trade.
Great point. Our door is always open. And I'll tell you, Eric, that the Flacco trade, honestly, well, it's funny how Tomlin was so upset about it. And then Flacco beats the Steelers in that game. As Browns fans, it's like, it's kind of funny. This is the way of our relevancy right now is this, through that. But like that trade has could end up being a big deal for our team just because we had the Lamar injury, right? So we needed a body at quarterback. But we do have some depth now. So honestly, I wouldn't even be opposed to trading away, if the offer was right, a legit quarterback like a Dak or a Stafford, and being able to roll with hopefully Stafford, Lamar, and a Flacco. So, listen, and we're not going to give them away light, but they are available. Hit us up if you need quarterbacks. If you don't now, just know you will, and you know you hit us up. Eric, that's all I got, buddy. Anything you got before we got here?
No, patreon.com/SouthHarmon if you want to watch the video version of this. Sign up for as low as a dollar.
Yep.
Always a great community, man. Like, if you need start sit help, trade help, that Discord's always going on and off all day long. So great community to be a part of. So definitely join over there. And then Sunday morning, start sit show. You know, always helping you guys out with your start sit questions. So come in, join us. Had a special guest, Alan Seslowski, on last week. So it was cool to get Alan on there.
Yes, sir.
And yeah, should be a lot of fun.
Yep. If you're listening to this either late night here or in the morning, just hop right over. Start Shit Show. We've got it going on the South Harmon Fantasy Football channel. And then make sure you check in, you know, later on in the evening for the recap show with Mike and myself. But patreon.com/South Harmon if you want the video of this podcast, if you're, you know, if you like the visual over just the audio, all kinds of other really great, cool features in there. Myself, Eric, Mike, Maddie, Fizz, T-Rock, all your South Harmon crew is in there wanting to chop it up with you. Speaking of chopping it up with you, we will see you back here, or you'll be listening to us back here in a week from now for The Grind. We are out of this thing. Peace.
That's it.